Apple is on right now in my TV of South Park.
I change.
They're playing California right now.
Homeless.
Yeah, that's right.
California people give money to the homeless.
so weird. I recently watched the South Park with a Q vaccine special.
Is that the deal that's on Paramount?
Yeah, maybe.
So I seen a deal today said that there was a new episode or something coming out that was exclusively on Paramount.
Oh, I don't know. I know they have something called the South Park with the vaccine special. So have you seen the one where it's like them making fun of like all the QAnon stuff?
No.
And Mr. Garrison comes back to South Park and wants his teaching job back?
No.
Oh, okay. So that one's out. It came out in March, though.
All right, now you got me curious. Maybe I just don't remember it. I would think anytime they came out with something.
So they've only done two specials. So they haven't aired any episodes for season 25, 24, whatever the current season should be. they've done the pandemic special.
Yes, I watched this.
I felt like you had said something about it.
Yeah, I remember this now.
Yeah, so those are the only two things that have come out so far, like new episode wise. They haven't done anything. In it, Randy's like basically yells that he'll just keep doing specials, or they'll keep doing specials or whatever. So I don't know if that was like the creators saying that that's all they're gonna do, or no. At the end of the pandemic special, Randy was all like, "I'll just keep making specials." So I don't know if like that was them hinting like, "Hey, we're not doing regular episodes anymore. We're just doing like these hour long specials." Which I don't know. I guess I'm okay with, but it means instead of like an episode of 10 episodes, it'll be like 5. So I don't know what's better or worse. Like, they have such a unique thing with, like, Comedy Central. They can just do whatever, man.
Yeah, the Comedy Central don't care. They just let them do whatever.
Yeah, I wish I was that good at my life that they're just like, wherever I worked, it's just like, hey, man, don't worry. Like, you know, you can come in whenever.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you only want to come in 2 days of the year? Hey, man, you're so good at your job.
We're going to make so much money off of that. You go right ahead.
I mean, I guess that's what it is. Like, the property that is South Park is such a lucrative property to have that if you are Comedy Central, you don't want to give that up. Because, you know, as soon as that gives up, guess what? Vultures like TBS or Comedy, or I guess Cartoon Network. So who owns that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. It's all just one like super rich person Hulu. In like the shadows. It's all like super rich person off in the shadows. And he's just like, dance, my puppets,
money.
dance before me. That's not why.
Some goddamn money.
So my kids really love Mickey Mouse. They have we have like 3 Mickey Mouse dolls. So every now and then I'll have to go, huh? Hey there, Charlotte. Hey there, baby Carter. How's everything going? Huh? And they don't want me to do Mickey's voice unless I do that. So I am the House of Mouse here within the Kegel House.
It was so hard to be like, you don't talk to me that way.
Yeah, no, I guess I have to block that out and just be Mickey, man. Just be Mickey. And then Stephanie, my wife. So I have to tell the people that, Reno. I know you know who Stephanie
like,
is.
Really? I didn't know that was the name of your wife.
Remember, we do this for other people to listen to, not just you and me. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we are just doing it for me and you. But so Stephanie will try to do it and she'll go, oh, toodles. I go, that sounds nothing like Mickey Mouse. But my daughter is such a little troll, dude. She'll go against everything I say to support her mother. And I'll be like, that doesn't sound like Mickey. And Sharon's like, yes, it does. My little 4-year-old daughter's like, yes, it does. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Like, there's no way that sounds like, ha ha, hi, I'm Mickey. And Stephanie's like, oh, toodles, like, just sounds like a monster, man. And my daughter's like, that sounds exactly right. I'm like, are you kidding?
Right on the money. It's like he is here talking.
I'm like, you're just doing that because, like, one, you know it gets a rise out of me. And two, like this little girl power buddy up thing. I was like, just wait till Carter can actually speak. Me and him will be on the same wavelength and it'll be boys.
Bro time.
Team boys. Team boys. These yeah. boys. Them Duke boys up to no good again. Miss that. Just some good old boys. Time? Just some good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Except they ran from the law.
Frequently. Lot.
And they were selling moonshine, weren't they?
Yeah.
I guess they were kind of mean and harm, right? Because that could.
I mean, they were breaking lots of laws, but they were super likable, so everyone was like, "Oh, they're just harmless."
What kind of message is that sending? That's some small town bullcrap that I think people complain about, right?
Some small town bullcrap, right there.
Oh, don't mess with them. They're so nice.
That's just the Duke brothers.
Right? You know, there's people that take advantage of that small town America. Yeah. Wake up, you sheep, sheep. I'm sorry, we can't get too down any kind of rabbit holes because me and Rick, I don't know if you listen to any of Ricky's episode, but basically in like four straight episodes, me and Ricky like call out Hillary Clinton. And I feel like that's probably too much. Like that's too much tempting of fate because like the Clintons probably will kill us, right? All right, Reno nodded. I want the Clintons to know. NSA, FBI.
I don't want to speak about them. I don't want to end up murdered.
I didn't want to either, but I like when I was like editing the clips, I was like, dang, we mentioned it again. Like, what's going on? Like, what happened there?
Why does
this
keep coming up?
Yeah, what was going on? Ricky brings out a weird side of me, man. So speaking of that, I wanted to have you on to bring out a weird side in you. So last time, you and I talked a lot about bananas. I don't want to talk about bananas. I want to talk about weird things, just like weird things that like, I don't think I've ever like fully like processed, like some of the stupid stuff. So one, I forget how it happened. I think I was watching a little like YouTube kids video with Charlotte and they were talking about how like when you blink, unless you like exaggerate your blink or like forcefully try to keep your eyes closed for a little bit longer, like you notice how you're like the vision before you, like you're constantly blinking. But yet you still see what's in front of you. And it's because your brain takes a snapshot and just fills in the blanks. So like you blink a bunch of times. It may not even realize that you're blinking some of the times you do it. But like you still keep seeing a continuous picture before you. And that leads me to this. How much other stuff is our brain just kind of making up? Have you ever thought about that? Like our brain knows more than we actually process to know.
We only use like what 10% of our brains or something.
Actually,
like
that's actually a myth. We actually do use a lot more than that. But like, I don't know. It's so weird. Everything about the brain is weird. So there's that one meme that's like, your brain's the only organ that named itself or something like that. It's like what the like what? You think about it, like your brain, like everything that we do knowledge wise was because our brain has told us to do it. So, like, to come up with the word brain, our brain had to come up with that. Isn't that that's weird? That's like coming up with your own nickname.
it's like that episode of Futurama where there's, like, brains everywhere and they're trying to take over the world.
Well, so, okay, listen to this. Until the Egyptians started, like, mass producing it, ancient cultures didn't realize the color blue existed. There's no mention of the color blue outside of ancient Egyptians. Like, Greece, Rome didn't have color blue. Because it's so, it was like their eyes didn't process it because like what.
So what color did they think the sky was?
I don't know, man. White, green. I don't know. People that have like wrote about this, like said, like more often than not, they would describe things with like green because blue wasn't discernible enough for them. Cause like there wasn't enough examples of blue. And Egyptians actually like blue dye. They created blue dye, so they had a word for it. So blue was common there. But like Greece, they're just like, oh man, like red,
green.
I don't know, shades of Tartarus. It's all heaven. Like the gods are up there. We don't speak about what the sky color is. I don't know. It's something weird though. So here's another thing. Here's another thing that I was kind of thinking about. I was like, huh? Like, is our brain making this crap up? So. You know our bodies are made of atoms, right? And atoms are just constantly vibrating things. So why do we look solid? So then that leads to the question of, is this how we actually look? Like if someone had like an omnipresent eye view of us, would we look like this or would we look blurry? Like, do we just look this way because that's like our brains like, all right, hey, they're not going to be like their eye doesn't have the processing power to deal with this. This is just what you look like now. Because, like, if we're constantly vibrating, how am I hitting things? How can I do this? Like, if I'm just made of vibrating little specks, how do I look solid? Why do I look solid? I can't look solid, right? That's not how things work.
Well, if there's enough of them.
That's
right?
Piss poor logic, right? I'm like, if there's enough vibrating things, then it looks solid. What?
I mean, they're so small, it's like...
I mean, maybe that's...
If there's enough
maybe
of
that's
them, is, there is a ton of them.
Yeah, but maybe... But like, everything. Everything is just a vibrating thing. And yet, we get stopped by it. And like, everything looks this way. And it just leads me to believe that maybe... Maybe if there was someone, like, maybe if there was, like, a highly evolved person, maybe we don't look the way we look. Because your brain just, like, fills in the gaps. That's why when you do that stuff, like, people do the little cutesy stuff on Facebook, and it's, like, some of the letters or some of the words are kind of slightly misspelled, or they use numbers instead of vowels.
You can still read it.
And you can still read it. That's just, that's proof that your brain fills in the gaps for you. Like, it takes stuff. That's why your memories aren't, like, legit. Anytime that you try to recall a memory, your brain is essentially just making it up from freehand, because unless you have photographic memory, like, your brain just kind of fills in the role. So when you think back on things that are like, oh yeah, I remember that really fondly, you remember the big beats, but like, your brain's probably made up all the rest of it. So like, you can't fully trust your memory. Our brains are weird, man.
I don't trust my memory anyway.
I know. But I was sitting there thinking, I was like, man... So I was trying to remember something that happened, because I saw something on TikTok, and I feel like that's now how every Mr. Cack and Me episode goes nowadays. Like, I was watching TikTok. So I was watching TikTok, and this kid went out, caught a pass, and then immediately got his head taken off by a cornerback. And I was sitting there thinking, that happened to me at a purple-white game. Charles LeBeau ran through the back of me on like a 7-yard comeback. Yeah. Literally, it was... Now that I'm older, I realize Coach Ford and them called that play to make LeBeau look good, because he destroyed me. Mullins left me out to dry. I was going to get killed. And I was sitting there thinking about it. I was like, I don't remember like a lot about what happened there. I remember I got hit. And the more I tried to think about it, I'm like, I really don't remember anything. And that's not like I had a concussion. That's like, I feel like I remember things, and I can tell you the play. I can tell you that I came back. I could tell you that I was reaching for the ball when, like, my from behind got hit. But then I think about it, I was like, but did that really happen? Like, unless I have video proof, I don't know if I know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know that we have video proof of the purple-white game.
Yeah, I know. All I know is that my, like people came up to my dad and, like, were apologizing for my death after, like, that hit. But, like, like, sorry for your loss, Rusty.
He's dead. Sorry about it.
I mean, but like, at the same time, I'm like, did that actually happen? Like, what's real?
It seems like that happens. I don't remember this too fondly, but I do remember something like this happening.
I remember you running into the back of me on one play.
I'm sure that's probably true.
I feel like you probably could have cut off my hip, but you just ran right in the back of me.
You know me, man. I wasn't good about cutting.
Like, I think we were 10 yards out. I think we were 10 yards out. That's all I care about. I was upset that you hit me, but I was like, well, if we got a first down, I guess I did my job. I probably got like a negative point on my grade out that week.
Terrible block.
I'm sure Haney or
even
somebody.
Even though we got a first down.
I'm sure Haney or somebody tore into me. Whoa, we should have scored or something.
I hated that too. Like I would make a great tackle on defense, and Coleman would be like, you need to wrap up better. Negative.
You did. Yeah. Well, Reno, to be fair.
I made the play for a loss. Like, what?
Well, to be fair, Reno, in that moment, you didn't know perfect algebra, did you? Well, I guess that's a negative. Well, Reno, that was a good tackle, but do you happen to know the capital of South Dakota? Well, I guess that's a negative, man.
I have to give you a negative on that one. Sorry.
You always got to be thinking, buddy. You always got to be prepared. Okay, so here's what is something really dumb when you think about it that you've believed all of your life, and even now, if like someone was to question it, even if you know that, like, oh yeah, that's not true, like, it's still easier for you to just accept it. Do you have anything like that? Would you like me to give you some examples?
Superstitions?
Like, what superstitions do you believe?
So I don't know why I do this, but especially when it came to sports, and even when I'm watching sports, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, I can't move from the position I'm sitting because we just made a really good play. And if I move, that means the next play might not be a good play. And then we have a bad play the next play. And so I move to a different position. And then we'll make it a good play. And then I don't ever talk about this, but like if I told somebody to do that, they would think I'm retarded.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What? What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. You know, that's one thing like, you know, batters in baseball have their own routines that they follow. And I'm like that in a lot of things. Like I'm superstitious. I want to do the same thing and make sure it goes good. Like I do the same thing with my golf swing now. Like it's, yeah.
I'll be real with you, Reno. When I was going with Brett to the baseball games, I made sure to wear the same socks every time.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that has a little bit of weird superstition.
Oh no! If I'm watching a Razorback game and they start losing, I'll turn off the TV and I'll refuse to watch it again because I think that if they start winning at that point in time, yeah, then it's me.
I did the same thing.
I'm really bad about that. All right, here's mine, Reno, and you tell me if you feel like, oh no, Chris, I always knew that. Actually, let me ask you first. When I say bears are going into hibernation, what do you think that means? Honestly, what do you think that means?
They go into a cave and fall asleep.
For how long?
Like winter.
Okay, that's exactly what I believe, Reno. In reality, they don't, man. They don't. They're still active. They're still moving around. They still, like, live daily lives. I thought it was, like, 3 months of sleep. I thought it was anywhere from, like, 1 month to 3 months of sleep.
Yeah, why do they call it? What?
I know, right?
Like, why do they say, okay, bears go into their cave in the winter to go hibernate?
Yeah,
hibernate means sleep.
I felt like we've always been taught this. And while I think they still have periods of longer sleep during this hibernation, they still go out and are active and eat. I thought they ate a bunch of food, plugged their buttholes up, and then just slept for like anywhere up to like 3 months. And apparently that's not how it is. Again, they do probably have longer stretches of actual sleeping. So, like, maybe they sleep for, like, a couple days in a row or something. Like, they do have that. They are much less active. But, yeah, no, apparently they still get up. I saw that on a TikTok, man. And it, like, ruined my day because it made me feel so stupid.
Wow. Like, my mind is blown right now.
I feel like I've always been – I feel like that was something that was just taught.
Yeah, like growing up, when you're learning about animals and the things they do.
Weather does play a role. In the colder northern parts of Alaska, bears hibernate about 7 months of the year. Bears, but in the warmer coastal regions, hibernate for 2 to 5 months long. Blah, blah, blah. Bears have developed quite a unique adaptation strategy to survive without food and water. They lower their body temperatures to 8 to 12 degrees. They break down fat stored energy, some proteins as well. Bears do wake up, however, and move around inside the den. It's kind of like your dog sleeping. Bears will go through a lot of posture changes where they wake periodically to shift around. It is thought this helps prevent pressure sores from developing. Bears also shift positions to conserve heat. If food is present, a bear does not have to hibernate unless it is pregnant or winter conditions are severe enough. What? Cubs are born about 2 months into hibernation, but aren't able to walk or feed on their own until they're about 6 months. I don't guess I've ever really knew what hibernating was.
I always thought they go into a cave to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's still kind of what they do.
It's like they camp out in the cave for.
But like maybe, maybe they don't. They just get up, and just walk around, just sleepwalk, man.
Those are weird.
It takes 7 years for your body to digest a piece of gum. That's wrong.
No,
but
you
some people believe
poop it out.
That. Yeah, some people believe that though, right?
Nah, that's weird. What?
I've swallowed enough gum in my life to know that you poop it out. Cause yeah, like I'll have some like very artistic poops that come back in the day.
That's not shaped like that.
I don't chew gum anymore. I was a chronic swallower of gum. It always seemed like there was never a good time to spit it out, or I was gonna chew another piece quick enough that I didn't want people to know that I was like swallowing gum or something. I don't know. There was something weird that I was like, yeah, well, whatever. Maybe it's just lazy.
Yeah, I always spit mine out.
And I swallow that stuff, man. Whatever.
Throw it out the window.
It's gonna come
driving
in the
down
poop.
The road.
It's gonna come in the poop log later. come in the poop log. Yeah, no, it can't be digested at all. Walt Disney's cryogenically frozen. Paul Revere held up the lance in the Old North Church. On average, you swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. I've heard that one before, right? On average, you swallow 8 spiders a year. Thankfully, it's not true. Spiders don't intentionally crawl into a bed because there's no prey and they don't care about humans. Well, tell that to all the freaking spiders around my house. Spiders regard us as much as they regard a big rock. Well, this big rock sprays them dead. So take that, spiders.
Yep, they die.
If a sleeping person has their mouth open, they're likely snoring, creating vibrations that warn spiders of danger and scare them off. Dude, Reno, spiders make me so, like, sweaty, nervous. I hate spiders.
I hate spiders and I hate snakes.
There's a big spider. It's got, like, those long, scary movie, like, pointy legs and a big bulbous back. And it's developed a web right in front of Carter's window. And I was sitting there watching it today while the storm was coming down. I'm like, the storm's got to wash this thing away. And that little thing's, just, just holding on. I'm like, dear God, this thing could survive nuclear holocaust. So I'm going to spray it with chemicals tomorrow. Sorry, spider enthusiast or anyone that thinks that wrong. I'm sorry. But the reality is this. I do think every spider has the intention and ability to kill me. Are there beautiful spiders? That's your prerogative.
Burn your house down.
I think I've thought about it. I recently rewatched the movie Arachnophobia, where that's essentially what they have to do because spiders have taken over their house. Have you ever seen that movie, Reno?
Has that got the dude from Dumb and Dumber on it?
Yes, it has Jeff Bridges. Bridges. John Goodman plays the role of the Terminator in it, the Exterminator, I guess.
Yep, I've seen that.
B would like that. I watched that recently. Man, spiders just make me feel nervous. Let's see. Are there any other weird things? Hair and fingernails continue to grow after death. That's not true. Morbid fact is not true. Okay, but the truth is much more horrifying. The nerve cells die within 3 to 7 minutes. Maybe I'm preaching to the choir here. Maybe you, Dr. Death Reno, already know this. After death, proving that they stop growing. However, the skin around the hair and fingernails retracts after death due to dehydration, making them appear longer. Funeral directors will apparently heavily moisturize the fingernails to prevent this sight. Did you ever have to moisturize some fingers?
No. Because typically the fluid that they put inside the body, like, it makes it return to normal. Like, unless they had, like, you know, just, like, abnormally long fingernails. Like, now, like, for women and stuff, they'll just paint them.
Yeah.
But, like, the fluid that goes in, it turns your body back to, like, a normal skin tone. So it looks like a normal color. Because you become so pale at that point that your fingernails look weird.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Reno. You lose most of your body heat through your head. Is that a fact or a fiction?
That is 100% a fact.
That's a fiction. We were told to wear a cap in the cold because 90% or about that of our body heat escapes through our heads. In fact, according to the British Medical Journal, you lose about 7 to 10% of your body heat there. Not much more than you would lose through any other exposed part of your body, whether hands, shoulders, or ankles. Huh.
Well,
I feel like
from someone who I feel like, does I feel not like it's, have hair,
I feel like it's probably
like
more
different.
I feel like it's probably more noticeable, right? Because, like, your brain's up there and your brain's like, whoa, hey, guy.
So cold.
Give me,
I can't, I can't. I have to wear a toboggan in the wintertime. I have to. Like, it's a weird feeling, man. I used to not have that problem because you got that nice, you know, pleasant patch of hair to keep your old bald head warm.
Yeah.
And then when you take that away, man, it's...
Give it away now. Cracking your knuckles does not lead to arthritis. Now, I feel like this is probably... I feel like this has to be wrong because there are sometimes I'll crack mine... I can do this thing where...
I crack mine every day.
Oh God! I was going to say, I can do this thing where I like... can like squeeze my hand. You can't really hear it right now, but I can like squeeze my hand and I hear all of it popping, but like I don't hear you. That's so you have arthritis. I don't know what to tell you.
I have always done like before I go to bed, like I'm just like, all right, give it a good crack.
So
when I wake up, all right, give it a good crack.
So that apparently is the displacement of synovial fluid from in between your joints does not lead to arthritis as often claimed. I feel like, though, it probably does to people that chronically do it, right?
I'm going to keep on doing it.
Earth orbits around the sun is apparently not true. So, okay. Actually, the Earth does not orbit around the sun. Before you think some kind of flat Earth conspiracy theorist, let Kathy Jordan, a Cornell University, ask an astronomer contributor to explain. Technically, what is going on is that the Earth, sun, and all planets are orbiting around the center of mass of the solar system. The center of mass of our solar system is very close to the sun itself, but not exactly at the sun's center.
Oh, freaking semantics.
I don't know, but I mean, that still just proves that everything we know is a dumb lie. We're no better than the jerks that thought the sun revolved around us because we don't know nothing.
Just our best educated guess.
Coffee comes from beans.
Yes, it does.
It comes coffee from the pit. It comes from the pit inside of coffee fruit. If we're being accurate, some would refer to them as coffee seeds. So semantics. Coffee stunts your growth. I feel like I've heard that about anything with caffeine.
Yeah, that's not true.
Turns out that's just a lie to keep kids from drinking caffeine and coffee. Sugar can be as addictive as heroin. Oh, hey, this isn't true. Thank you. In neuroimaging, there is no clear-cut sign of addiction when referring to sugar. Now, that can't be right. I am addicted to
people
sugar.
People can get addicted to sugar.
I'm addicted to sugar.
But it doesn't mean that it's addictive like heroin.
Okay. I should have kept reading. Just because that part of the brain isn't activated doesn't mean the person experiencing it isn't actually addicted to the substance. It's just not addicted to it in the same way that heroin makes your brain explode.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Twinkies last forever. That's not true. That was a big part of Zombie Land.
They've got an expiration date.
Yep. Sharks smell blood from a mile away. Not true. Penguins mate for life. Good for them not doing that. Chameleons change their color depending on their surrounding. Apparently that's not true. I've read a book to Charlotte that says that is true. So I guess science is a lie.
What is real?
Swimming at right after eating is dangerous is not true.
Yeah, I've done that a million times.
I don't think I've ever swam without a full tummy.
Like, just the thought of that always made my head hurt. I'm like, why would you cramp? What reason would, can I not take a bath when I get through eating? Like, it's the same thing.
Wet hair can cause a cold. Deodorant causes cancer. Black hole or cosmic vacuum cleaners. Who the frick thinks that?
I've never even heard of some of that.
Who thinks that? A coin thrown from a great height can kill someone. Apparently not true. There's always been like this myth or whatever that if you dropped a penny or something from the top of the Empire State Building
it would kill the person.
Puncture through. I think Mythbusters might have actually done something
that. Seems like I remember something like that.
Yeah. Einstein flunked math. Turns out, no, he was just a smart guy all the time. Napoleon was short. He's not? Oh, you can really see his dick bulge in this picture, Reno. I don't think it's flattering. Anyone who's been accused of having a Napoleon...
It's a painting, though, isn't it? It's got to be
It's a painting. Hey, that looks better than some of the pictures I can take on my phone.
So apparently he was... Either the painter was deathly afraid of Napoleon, or the Napoleon was messing around with said painter to make sure that his parts were enlarged.
There's a bit of a bulge. There's a bit of a bulge, but I don't know if it's like a flattering bulge. Maybe there was a different like context and to wieners back then.
So I know he probably wasn't a real big guy, but like
5'7".
Did he have like little man syndrome?
But while the perception persists of that historical giant was in reality a tiny guy, it's based on an actual fact. In truth, he was respectable, especially in France at the time, 5'7". So maybe it was just to tear him down after his life? I don't know. Yeah, like, where does that come from? Shaving hair makes it grow back thicker. It doesn't, yeah. Because every time I shave my beard, it never gets any better. Humans have 5 senses. Did you know that's wrong? Did you? Sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. Are we forgetting any? About 15 others, according to some neuroscientists, who include among our senses such capabilities as nociception, the ability to feel pain, chronoception, the ability to feel the passing of time, equilibriumception, the sense of balance. And that's just 3 of 15 that apparently we don't know about or typically talk about. Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
Right? Brown bread is healthy. Well, no bread's healthy.
Nope.
Eating
too
carbs.
Too much carbs, too much sugar.
Well, then the very next one is eating carbs puts on the pounds. Despite many hit diets that promote cutting carbs from your meals, this dietary component is not inherently fattening. Like any other kind of food, eating too much of it will lead to weight gain, but as Livestrong hopefully puts it, too many carbs. Instead of avoiding carbohydrates, focus on eating healthy carbs in the proper portion size. I've actually heard that it's not so much a lot of what you eat, it's more so how much you eat at times.
Yep.
Like, if you had actually cut your portions, you could do a lot of what you would typically do that may not look the most healthy. But if you just eat less, you would
lose weight.
Be on a better diet plan than what you are right now, you fatty, fat.
Hey,
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I actually am currently on a diet for the first time in my life.
Well, I hope you're not beholden to it when we go eat some fried stuffed avocados.
I get one cheat day.
Well, you better save it for November 7th when we go see Eternals.
Like, I can't have carbs or sugar.
Really?
Doc said I can't have carbs or sugar, and I've got to go see a GI doctor.
Oh, dang.
Because, it's a more of a precautionary thing than it is anything. So, because Kevin has his liver thing, and Dad's got rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease, which originates from your liver. They want to check mine because I went and did a checkup the other day and they checked my blood and cholesterol and all that crap. And my liver levels were elevated. So they want to check and make sure.
Well, I hope everything goes well, buddy.
Yeah.
I should probably do things like that as well, but I'm just going to die early.
Yeah.
Do you know human blood is never blue? Right?
Why
but
would
you can
it be
look
blue?
At. But well, you know how there's the term blue bloods that comes from like the fact that incest and weird stuff. But like when you look at your veins and stuff, like it looks bluish, right?
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. That's just how like the skin and fat shade it. It's not. Your tongue isn't mapped for different taste. I feel like someone taught us that at one point. Like there's a salty side, and it's not how your tongue works.
Yeah, I never thought that.
I think that was kind of how it was sold to us on like the Magic School Bus or something. I feel like something
now that I believe.
I feel like they tried to like tell us that there was like a mapping, but like it's not your tongue. You just taste.
You know what's funny, like. Brittany, she teaches fourth grade and stuff. They still watch the Magic School Bus.
There's a new Magic School Bus, and my daughter kind of likes it.
Really?
Yep. Hey, you remember
is that
how
Miss Libby?
Oh, Miss Frizzle.
Yeah.
The Frizz. Miss Libby drives a car in Billy
Likes
Soda.
Oh, I'm thinking of Billy Madison. Way off.
All right. So you know how I was talking about blue earlier? It does have Miss Frizzle. But she only is there for like a split second, and then her sister, who's also a Miss Frizzle, comes in and takes over, and it's a new voice. But they do have the original voice of Miss Frizzle for whenever the older Miss Frizzle does have moments. Why they made the change? I don't know. If they're going to keep including the old Miss Frizzle, it seems like what's the point of doing that? So you remember how I was telling you about how the color blue just didn't exist for a time?
Yeah.
Oranges, the fruit, the color orange, which came first?
Blue or the color orange?
No, the color orange or an orange fruit. Which was named first?
Oh, probably the fruit.
Incorrect. The color is named after the fruit. Isn't that weird to think about?
Wow.
So before the late 15th century, the color orange was just lumped in with red.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird, man?
It's not even close to red.
I mean, blue was green. People lumped blue in with the green before they understood that blue was a color that existed.
You know, like talking about this, it makes me laugh because like, you know how like, or at least I'm this way. I don't know if you're this way, but like when you see a color, you know, like for example, my Razorback helmet over there, mm-hmm. it's red to me, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you can see it, but up there I've got a little one of those little mini helmets, and it's got a Washington Redskin helmet on. It's one of those old school ones.
Uh-huh.
And it's more of a maroon color.
Yeah.
And some people get really specific on like the color. So like I would just say, yeah, it's red.
Yeah.
But you know, if my wife came in here and she's like, no, that's maroon, or no, that's turquoise, or you know, whatever. It's funny because like I come across that, and then you start putting this stuff out. I'm like, so like back then when they're like, oh, that's not, you know, green, that's blue.
Yeah.
Blue. Ah, it's green. You know, like,
yeah.
So yeah. It's like, it's all the same thing. It's just thousands of years old.
Yeah. So the blue thing makes total sense to me. If you've ever tried to argue with a 4-year-old what colors are of certain things, especially when it runs more on like the teal side of the frame, I'll be like, oh, hey, Charlotte, you want this green thing? She goes, that's blue. I'm like, all righty. Like, okay. It's not the color I would go with, but yeah, sure. Let's do that. But yeah, man, like our brain just is so weird. It just makes up crap.
It's really like the other day I was at work and they were showing this like report And on the other TVs that I was looking at, this color on the background was orange. But the TV that was directly in front of me, it was red. And so I like sit there and I'm like, am I like, is this my eyesight?
No.
Like, am I seeing this or is this like the TVs? So I had three or four other people come sit where I was and tell me what they saw. And nobody else saw the same thing. It was just me.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I guess it shouldn't be too surprising. Like, people just didn't understand colors back then. Also, I wonder, like, do you think maybe, I mean, I know there probably has been, but, like, do you think maybe our eyes have evolved because of, like, how we've been bombarded with more, like, high-definition stuff than maybe what people
had back then?
Well, I mean, because they didn't have shit back then. It was just what they saw. And, like, maybe. I don't know, man. But, like, there's also people that just can't see certain colors. And, like, how many people do you think don't realize that they can't see certain colors? Because, like, there's not just one form of color blindness, right?
There's
you can have various different levels of it, and it can be different colors that you don't, that you're unable to process. So, like, how many people are actually just out there and, like, just believing their whole life one thing, and someone's like, oh, yeah, like, that's a really cool orange thing. And, like, what? Like, that's orange? Like,
<It's> orange?
Like, well, that's got to be trippy, man.
Well, see, I think you can, if as long as you get taken to the eye doctor at a somewhat early age, I think they test you for that. Because I used to wear glasses. I probably should still be wearing glasses. But when I was younger, I had to take a test.
Yeah.
On you know, you had to stand back from the wall and read the letters.
Oh, yeah.
And then they gave you another one, and you have all these different colors and stuff on it. And be like, all right, what color is this one? And they'd point to one. And what color is that one? And they'd point to one. And I'd have to tell them what it looked like. And,
you know, it never crossed my mind that they were just doing that. I thought they were just doing that to test to see if I could see. Yeah. I didn't realize they were probably testing to see if I was also colorblind.
Well, probably so.
I guess I'm not.
That's my guess anyway.
I guess I'm not colorblind then. I'll be darned. I feel like, you know, there's got to be people that, like, maybe missed the mark on that. There's got to be some people that don't.
Isn't it crazy, though? Like, even people that are colorblind, that there's glasses out there that they can put on to where they can see the full color spectrum.
Weird. That's weird, man. Do you think blind people that have been, like, blind since birth dream in images?
I don't know. That's something weird to think about.
Wouldn't that be, like so, like, I don't know, man. I don't know how my brain would process everything.
Like, they have to sit there and, you know, they feel things and hear things. And so, like, literally their brain has nothing to go on. So, like,
I wonder, like, does the brain like try to form an image? And if so, like,
has to.
What abstractness would that, but maybe not. Maybe it's just darkness. I don't know. Sometimes I start talking about these things and I start, like, feeling, like, really, like, anxious about it. Like, what if I lose my sight? And I was like, oh no. Like, if I talk it into existence, it'll happen. I don't know, man. I don't know. Death is another thing. I hate thinking about what's going to happen when I die.
Yeah.
I always get, like, especially now where, like, everything that I watch is like, well, here comes some father to die before their child. Like, oh no. Like, what do I leave behind when I die? Do I still exist? Is there, like, a sentient ghost out there that's, like, still there? Like, do I get trapped in my own memory? What was it I just watched? Midnight Mass on Netflix. They had an episode portion where they talked about what they believed happened after they died, and that got me, like, thinking about all sorts of weird stuff and making me feel really nervous about life. And it's like, dude, what do I think happens when I die? Like, I hope my brain just plays a trick on me and I just feel like I'm still existing and it all happens, like, in a split second. But, like, in my mind, my brain is just, like, playing out for this thousand long year journey. I don't realize I'm dead. And it just keeps going. I don't know. There's something more comforting to know that I feel like I'd still exist after that, because my biggest fear, Reno, is that it's like turning off a TV. Like, yeah. I just stop. That terrifies me to all heck, man. Like, and that's just like the narcissistic need of a human to have eternal life, right? That's why people chase after, like, the fountain of youth and vampires and all that stuff. Like, I'm just too vain. I don't want to end. I want to cling on. I just want to keep going.
You're still hanging on. Let go.
No, man, there's some weird stuff out there. But you know what's not weird, Reno?
What's not weird?
My friendship with you. I really appreciate you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate you.